Welcome to Chatterbox, the Norwich Talking newspaper. This is edition number 2074, recorded on Thursday, the 15th of August, 2019. I'm Trevor Wood, and I'm joined on this part by
Judy Hawkins.
We have our usual mix of items with news from the Norwich Evening News, letters to the paper, information desk and two features. The feature in this part is by Derek James, who takes a look at the history of the city's Prince of Wales Road. After the Chatterbox content, you will find the September edition of Let's Talk. Alison Aplin is here to tell you more.
Hello, this is Alison Aplin. Immediately after this week's Chatterbox, we have the September 2019 edition of Chatterbox Let's Talk. This edition brings you ideas of where to go and what to see and do, not only in the next month, but there's even advance notice of a Christmas spectacular. We'll hear from two much-loved public figures still in the limelight, but doing very different things, and we'll have one or two trips down memory lane, as always. So please do stay tuned, and I'm sure you won't be disappointed.
Thank you, Alison. We start this part by hearing how the recent wild weather has affected this area and the continuing reaction to the recently installed Helter Skelter in Norwich Cathedral. We then learn of a television personality moving to Norfolk and find out the story behind a Japanese boy being named after our city. Norfolk Fire and Rescue Service, along with police, were called to St Andrew's Street after receiving several reports of a tree which had fallen near to St Andrew's Church. Felled by the blustery weather, the fallen tree blocked the pavement and part of the road, causing the street to be closed from Prince of Wales Road to the junction with Exchange Street, while the scene was made safe. Members of the Urban Search and Rescue Unit used chainsaws to cut the fallen tree back so that the road could be reopened as quickly as possible. A popular pedestrian street, the road was busy with Saturday shoppers at the time of the incident. Attending the scene on behalf of the fire service, Alan Jay, manager of Earlham Fire Station, said, "Thankfully, no one was injured, which is really lucky, bearing in mind how busy Norwich is at that time of the year, and how quickly it would have happened." A yellow weather warning for strong winds remained in place throughout the weekend, with forecasters predicting unseasonably strong southwesterly winds battering the region. Across the county, the bad weather led to a number of events being cancelled, including Houghton Festival, which was called off hours before it was due to begin. Some of the larger rides were forced to close at Pleasurewood Hills theme park, and Felbrigg and Holcombe parks were closed to visitors. Both the Sheringham and Blickling park runs were cancelled, and the Broads Authority took the unusual step of issuing advice to boaters ahead of the bad weather.
The Bishop of Lynn is to address the congregation at Norwich Cathedral from the top of the 50-foot Helter Skelter. The Right Reverend Jonathan Meyrick, who has been invited to preach by the Dean of Norwich, the Very Reverend Jane Hedges, said he was determined to climb to the top of the Helter Skelter instead of using the pulpit. After delivering his sermon from the viewing platform next Sunday, Bishop Jonathan will make the rapid descent into the cathedral's naves. He told a 70-strong congregation at Causton Parish Church that the Dean had agreed to his request. "In fact, I insisted on her agreeing that I could preach from the Helter Skelter," added Bishop Jonathan. The slide has been installed as part of the Seeing It Differently project, which aims to encourage people to experience the cathedral in new ways. The Helter Skelter costs £2 per person and will remain in the cathedral until August the 18th. Bishop Jonathan said it has enabled visitors to have a closer view of one of the architectural jewels of the cathedral, the renowned carved roof bosses. Speaking at a service of rededication of the repaired and re-leaded clerestory windows at Causton's Sunday service, he praised all those who had worked on the 7-month-long project. a Heritage Lottery Fund grant of £221,800 had made it possible to tackle the urgently needed repairs to the 14th century church, which has internationally important angel carvings, amongst many other features. Bishop Jonathan led the celebrations of the major repair project with team vicar, the Reverend Andrew Whitehead. It also included plans to create a multi-use space in the chancel, which could be used for wider community groups. At the end of the service, the bishop led the congregation through the main west door to bless the new water drainage system by sprinkling water on a new soakaway. As Jesus calmed the waters of Galilee, we pray that this system will control the rainwater, ensuring that this church and its treasures remain for generations to come, he added.
Journalist and Loose Woman panellist Janet Street Porter is looking forward to a good life in the countryside after moving to a rural Norfolk village. She has made a career out of her strong opinions and no-nonsense nature, but when it comes to her personal life, she would rather keep things low-key. In her column for The Independent this week, the 72-year-old television star revealed she has left the remote Yorkshire village where she had lived for 40 years to live in a ramshackle house miles from a road surrounded by water, hares, marsh deer and free-roaming cattle in Norfolk. In the article, she said her nearest village shop was in Thirlton in South Norfolk, near to the Suffolk border, and when she arrived last week, she bought newspapers and a marrow for 50p, and praised the chatty and enthusiastic people that work there. Janet wrote, "Yes, it's exactly like the Archers, owned by the villagers. Now I know I can be at home in Norfolk. I have a hub that's not part of a chain, a quirky community store with a table for reading and a coffee, a post office and well-stocked shelves. From fuel to baby food, cleaning products to tins and dry goods. Rural shops are the absolute key to nurturing a community, a place to talk, to offer help, and to feel part of your neighbourhood." She said she decided to move to the county as she wants a life of splendid isolation and wants to help rural villages thrive and be part of a community.
A Japanese family who named their baby after Norwich have revisited the fine city 16 years later. Sayeko Ishida, husband Eiji, and their three-year-old daughter Saroi have not been living in Norwich long when their baby son was born at the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital in 2003. And in a display of affection for the fine city, which they said had welcomed them kindly, they named him Norishi, pronounced Norichi. And this week, the family, who now live in Japan, returned to the city for another visit. Mr. Ishida said, "We are very happy to be back in Norwich. Our son can't remember Norwich because he had only just been born, so we have been showing him round." And Norigi, who is now 16, said, "There are more people in Norwich than I thought there would be, and it's far more historical than I imagined. We thought Norwich would be really rural, but it's not."